Previously on Corporate Homie.
We're in the middle of a global pandemic.
If I had known the Rona was coming, I would have put my hair in a protective style.
It's bad enough for my kids not to go to school. Why am I going to work?
That's not what social distancing is.
Not during the Rona.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
we're going into week 4 of sheltering in place.
I'm just happy to be talking to somebody.
I want people to stop saying that we're all working from home.
Social distancing is not social isolation.
I need a happy hour. I need to see someone's face. What's up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
I said a whoop whoop. Hey, I'm just happy to be talking to somebody.
I know, and I'm actually glad to see your face because, girl,
it's tough out here for us extroverts.
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. And, you know, we're going into week 4 of sheltering in place. With the coronavirus, today is Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay, April 7th. See, that's what happens. We don't even know what day it is.
I'm like, it's today, Tuesday, April 7th. You know, one of the things I think I figured out about myself is I think I'm an ambivert. I think I'm on the spectrum, as they say. I'm in between an introvert and an extrovert because I'm good, but I could really use some people. I think if I was completely by myself, I'd be over the top. But because I have my future husband with me, or I'm with him, really, I don't feel as bad. But I know you about to jump out your skin.
I'm about to jump out my skin, and my wife is a complete introvert. So, you know, she's been training for this her whole life. And so...
I saw something the other day that said that introverts are not happy because the extroverts are home with them.
That's what she basically said. Like, that's exactly what she said. It's like, I'm not getting enough me time. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's different to choose to be home and to be forced to be home. And then what she was saying that she's realizing about herself is, she likes to be out and about watching people, just not engaging with them. Like,
she wants to be in the mix. Remember, in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So, we had a lot of homies. First of all, thank you all so much for still listening and continuing to listen during this really unprecedented and unusual time. We have heard from so many homies, and that's been really awesome.
And also, we pray that all the homies are healthy and safe, and that you are following the guidelines of the CDC, and that your families are healthy and safe.
That's exactly right. But we got so much feedback from people, from the homies, as you've been listening. And then we had a number of homies ask if we could do a follow-up episode. And as you can imagine, and we would just ask for some grace, we're not posting on our normal schedules either, as we are likewise having changes in our schedules. So we did want to check back in. I think when we had recorded the first episode, we were at the beginning of this and thought it was going to be like 2 weeks. And now here we are in week 4 of sheltering in place. And so we wanted to kind of follow up and give some additional tips of, like, now that we've been doing this for a minute, what are some lessons learned and things that we want to share? So I'll just start off. The first thing I would say is I want people to stop saying that we're all working from home. I'm like, we thought that's what we were going to be doing, but it turns out we are working during a crisis at our home.
With our children, with our spouses, yeah, like much different than working from home.
And even if you live alone, with the distraction of a virus, of a pandemic, with the anxiety that comes with that, this is not just you decided to go home and work and all is well. There is turmoil in the land and you are trying to work during a crisis.
Right. And that in itself is stressful, right? Just like you said. So like you said, you are at home during a crisis trying to work. You're not working from home, right? Not quite the same thing. Yeah. And it is a good reminder of that. And I would say, you know, with that vein, you know, just to use Demetra's word, give yourself some grace because of that. You know, if you're finding yourself feeling anxious or what have you, you know, give yourself some grace. I know we talked about that before.
That's always my last tip, is to give yourself and others some grace for sure. My next tip was to also acknowledge that even though the virus is global and it is a global pandemic that everyone is experiencing, we are not all experiencing it the same. And I do feel as if a lot of the advice that people are rendering and things they're telling you to do, it assumes that everyone has two people at home working. It assumes that everybody's sort of still getting a paycheck. It assumes that everyone has kids. And I know from my personal experience, I know people that don't have any of that. I know people where both people have been laid off or furloughed during this time. I know people where one person's been furloughed. I have a friend who was supposed to start a new job. The new start date has been during the virus. She's now been pushed to June. That causes stress. I know people who have someone who has the virus in their home. And so that certainly is not the same as if you're just two people working at home. I know people who have one person's going to work, one person's not. That has its own stress and anxiety because you know that one person's being exposed daily. And so I just want us to stop acting like, while we are all experiencing the virus, we are not having a universal experience.
That is so very true about not having a universal experience. And, you know, we have afternoon huddles at my job where we all get on a video conference. We do happy, hard, and hoping. What makes you happy today? What's been hard? And what are you hoping for? And one of the ladies on the call was saying just that, Demetra, that she doesn't have children. She's not married. She doesn't even have a pet. And she's like, you know, I look forward to these calls, you know, to kind of be engaged. So her stress is different than somebody who's trying to figure out how to do everything with all the different people in the house.
Let me ask you something before you go to your next tip. You had said on the last episode that you were implementing these daily video conferences. How are those going? Do you enjoy them? Does your team enjoy them? Because I'm not for the video conferencing. I have not changed my position on that. As we are recording right now, I have face oil on my face. I have a towel on my head and a bonnet. I have my glasses on. I am not video call ready at all, but my skin is glistening.
So my boss listens to these, and I think they're great.
Touche.
But no, we really did do a check-in with the team to ask them if they thought that they were too frequent or, you know, what have you. And the feedback we've gotten from the team is that they like it, that they feel like it's creating camaraderie, and also that people are learning what different parts of the organization do in detail, because people share a little bit about their day, and so it gives a little bit of a window. But you know, we'll continue to check in to make sure that people find them to be helpful and they enjoy them, and it's not, you know, something that they do begrudgingly. So yeah, but so far so good. Yeah, so
yeah. And I feel like a lot of people want a video conference because this working remotely is different for a lot of people. I guess I travel a good bit, so I'm not used to working like this, but certainly used to a certain amount of, you know, remote working. I feel like some people, it's their way of proving, like, look at me, I'm working. And then I find with my partners, they actually genuinely miss each other.
Each other.
Like,
they miss each other.
They really miss each other.
Not we. They miss each other.
They really miss each other. Like, a lot of their self-enjoyment of a day is with their partners. That's how it is for them.
Gotcha. Yeah. For them, those people. So that's funny. So my next tip is, social distancing is not social isolation. We had, Demetra, you were I don't know where you were, you didn't answer the phone, but we had like a video Skype call with Mama and the boys and DeMarc. And like, I don't know that we would have ever thought to do that all together absent this environment. I had a call, which I know everybody's doing the Zoom happy hours and whatnot. I got a chance to be on with several of my friends, and it really did make me feel better. You know, I hadn't laughed like that in a couple of weeks, and it was important. So I would say, with your friends, as you mentioned, the people that you enjoy, don't be so isolated, and it, don't be afraid to be the person that says, let's all get on a call tonight, or when you're eating your lunch, instead of calling your friend, FaceTime your friend while you eat your lunch. And especially for those folks who are home alone or people who want some peace outside of their kids, you know, I just think that social distancing does not have to mean social isolation.
You know, that's a great point, B, Mitra. And it's an even better point that you made about, you know, don't be afraid to be a little transparent and say, I need a happy hour. I need to see someone's face. I think especially for the homies who are very, you know, overachievers and high energy people, we sometimes struggle with the idea of like, I need something or I need someone to do something for me. But I think that is a really good thing. You know, one of the things I have been doing, because for example, Mom is home by herself, is every day when I eat lunch, I FaceTime Mom and I have my lunch with her every single day just so she can see somebody. And now she looks forward to it. She's like, I know this is my call, right? And if you're feeling a little down, don't be afraid for you to be the one to initiate it so you can go
extend yourself.
Instead of feeling like, you know, I'm by myself and nobody's called to check on me, just go ahead and set up what you might need. That's great. That goes right into my next point, which is your mental health is extremely important during these times. And you really need to do what you've got to do to keep your mental health. So I have found two things that I've had to do for myself. I'll just use myself as an example. One, I don't check the mail. Checking the mail here in San Antonio, it brings a tremendous amount of anxiety to me. When I think about the number of people who have to touch the door to put the code in, to get into, I literally get overwhelmed by like, how many people touched the door today? How many people put the code in? How many? And so then the postman had it. How many people touched the envelope? And so it just starts to have a domino
get
effect
you worked
for
up.
Me. Mm-hmm. And I found that it makes me anxious. And so I just am like, hey, you know, Torque, he's going to have to check the mail. And I'll get the Amazon packages and wipe those down. But that's one. And another thing I've had to do is I limit how much news I watch. So at first I was all consuming the news. I was listening to the Daily, then I jump on NPR, and the NPR is in the background. And then I just found that the news, for one, is ever shifting and changing. And the most important example of that was the mask. We didn't buy masks because they said not to buy masks. And I followed that. Then it shifted. And then they said we're supposed to buy masks. And oh my goodness, we don't have any masks. Now my anxiety's back up. So I've found that mental health, you got to take care of your mental health. So now I set a time like you can watch the news for this many minutes, this time of day. That's it. You do whatever you have to do to keep your mental health.
Right. And I would say for me, because I am not an ambivert, I am an extreme extrovert. And I find myself just wanting to go drive around, but that's not healthy. So one of the things I'm doing for myself is I take a walk every day. Every day I take a walk. I would say I don't think that people have the same definition of social distancing that I see when I'm on my walks.
Okay. Because you're like, ma'am, if you don't cross over this street, give me 50 feet. Give me 50 feet.
Back up and give me 50 feet. Right.
I want a shirt that says like 6 feet on the front and the back. Six feet.
50 feet. Right. My next tip is because we are all, as you said, working from home during a crisis, you really need to be mindful of time and making sure that you're keeping, we talked about this, keeping office hours, right? And that was one of the things that the feedback we got, Demetra, on the huddles is that people like it because it starts today and it ends today, right? They feel like, okay, my day can be over with now, right? Like
my last call is the huddle.
That's right. The last call is the huddle is at 4:30. It lasts for 30 minutes. We finish at 5 every day. And I do think that's important, because if you look up and there's so much work to do and you're trying to make up for lost productivity, you can sit in the hole of your office for 10 hours or wherever everybody has, you know, carved out these quiet spaces to work. And then you look up and then you're really not taking care of yourself. You've been working 10, 12 hours and you're in the hole, you know. So I just think that, you know, making sure you have a start and stop time for the day so that you're not trying to compensate in this new world by working too many hours.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And I would even say, and I've been struggling with this because my office area, it's just like a big common space. So the living room has got the little area for my desk. And so because I can see it, I often will just be like, well, let me just plop down real quick and turn this document. And so I find that I'm still, you know, plopping down real quick at 8:30, at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And so this week is the first week that I've decided to actually cut my computer off, to shut it off, to say like, mm-hmm. the day is done.
The day is over. Yeah.
Right. Because otherwise, if the computer stays up all the time, it's sort of like, it's almost like haunting me. Like, we're still here. Do one more thing. Check email real mm-hmm. quick. And so I just think that that is a great point. And your point about, you know, just acknowledging that there is, and I guess this takes me into my point, there is a loss of productivity during this time. And so you can't expect to compensate by working a 15-hour day so you can go back and get that, which is, you know, the point that you were making. And then I would say you can't judge your productivity right now by what it was before the crisis. And I've even had to do that. Like, oh, in a normal day, I burn this many calories, I'm trying to get back to that. And then I just had to have a conversation with myself, like, you're sitting more, you're not walking around the office. This is not the time to hold yourself to those types of goals. That's just something as simple as how I close the rings on my Apple Watch. But you've got to give yourself and others that you work with some grace and understanding that no one can perform in these environments in the same and highest, most efficient way they did before.
Yeah, there's a young lady on my team that every time I talk with her, she's like, I'm sorry, my kids are loud. And I said, hey, stop apologizing. Everybody's got barking dogs or loud kids or your neighbor starting some project, you know, next door. Like, don't worry about it. Like, that is not, you know, necessary. My next tip and probably my final tip is I want to literally smack all the people that's like, you need to be working on your side hustle and
yes!
you know, read a book. And, da, da, da. And I'm like, you need to do whatever you need to do to keep yourself sane during this time period. Because again, this isn't a snow day where, you know, like you said, you're trying to work from home, clean your house, cook food, e-learn with your children, do your work, trade out so that, you know, it's a lot going on. And so I want to say, fight all of that. You're not enough. You're undisciplined messaging that's going around the internet. Why aren't you reading a book? Why haven't you come up
Why
with your
you
side
come out
business?
With a, what's your side hustle? I'm about to say, if you don't come out of the virus with a side hustle, I was listening to a podcast.
I want to smack all those people.
And they were talking about now is the time to set healthy financial goals, habits. And I thought, do you know how many people are worried just if they're going to have a job? And you guys are, you know, fussing at people about getting a budget. People are trying to figure out if they're going to have a, like, I literally thought the same thing. Like, it, let me cut this off. Like, they just, like you said, all of this messaging of the side hustle, let the internet and social media tell you now is the time to, like you said, get a side hustle, get closer to Jesus, write a book
right.
or a play, connect with your
Read
partner
books.
Like never before. Don't gain weight. Get a daily workout burn. Make food from scratch and be able to comment on the latest Netflix show. Like we did not gain more hours in the day during the Rona.
Also, let me say this. There are some people who are watching a lot of TV that I am questioning, are they working from home? Because I'm like, how have
I'm
you gotten
through
eight Netflix
series?
I'm
jealous. I'm like, Like last night, I was like, oh, if you're ready to go to bed, I'm going to watch another episode of The Handmaid's Tale. I don't cut the TV on during the day. I don't have that. But no, to me, some of that, Bemetra, is because people are, their jobs are slowing down, which is what starts the anxiety. I don't have as much work as I normally do. Right. All my projects are on hold. Like I'm working right now, but we haven't had a new deal in. The deals I'm on have been put on ice. I guess we could end the episode with the way you sort of started with your first tip is like, let's give yourself some grace and let's give everybody else some grace too, because I saw a meme today that my sister-in-law posted and my sister-in-law posted, and it said, me and my wife have a game we play at our house called Who Does It The Best, and there are no winners. That's what my sister-in-law said.
Why are you doing it that way? There's no winners.
Why are you doing it that way? And there are no winners. Right. And so I just feel like if you are one of the homies that is actually able to even laugh or find some joy, please count yourself blessed. There are people who are not safe at home, who are in, you know, domestic violence situations. There are people home with special needs children who need the stimulus of the professionals. There are just a lot of people that are also struggling. This is not just a, that's why I said all that. This is not just a time to gain some, you know, enjoyable. So just count yourself blessed. And if you are actually not impacted by any of this and it's all smooth sailing for you, then even more so.
Absolutely. And as always, we thank you guys for listening, and please feel free to drop us a note and let us know how you're surviving in these Ronin streets and if you have any additional tips for us. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.